This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner. I've been sitting right here waiting for the clock to strike so we can get started in this brand new series, which is called What Jesus Said About Being Judgmental. This is a five-part series I'm teaching, which really deals with everything Jesus said about judging and being judgmental. And we need to understand there's a difference between judging and being judgmental. We covered that in yesterday's program. But this series comes with a wonderful study guide filled with all the points, all the principles, all the Greek words, and there's a lot of them in this series. So you can read the material while you're seeing or hearing the series. And I'm just thrilled to tell you about my wife's book, which is called Unstoppable. And if you're a person who feels you've been judged by others, you've been condemned, you've been categorized, and their opinions have stopped you, this book will help you to become an unstoppable force. You can get over it, you can push through, and you can do what God has called you to do. And that's what the book Unstoppable is all about. But if you want to know more about these resources or all the others on our website, just go to our website or call the number that is on the screen. And would you please write that number down? Because when you need prayer, that's a number you can always call. We are here for you, and we want to pray for you. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, that if we pray anything, according to God's will, that means if we pray scripturally or according to the Bible, God's ears will be open to our prayers, He will hear us, and we will have the petitions that we make. Well, we know how to pray scripturally, biblically, or according to His will. And we would love to pray with you. You can pray by yourself. Of course you can. That's one of your privileges as a believer. But we would love to pray with you. So if you'll call the number that's on the screen, we will pray scripturally. God will hear us. And Jesus really will do something tremendous in your life. I know that. We have reams of testimonies from people who called us for prayer and then wrote back to us or called us back to tell us what God did in response to our prayers. And we believe there's an answer with your name on it waiting for you as well. But I want you to reach for your Bible. And we're believing for a revival of the Bible in the church, and specifically for the verse-by-verse teaching of the Scripture to return to the pulpit. People need to know verse-by-verse what the Bible says. And that's really what we do in this program. We're told in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21, the lips of the righteous feed many. And we really believe that our assignment is to feed the Word of God verse by verse, even word by word, to the people that gather around our table. And I'm so thankful that you've gathered around the table today. And today we're going to see about the dangers of being judgmental. And we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, where Jesus said, "Judge not, that ye be not judged." And as I said in the previous episode, people often use this as a way to stop a conversation. Somebody's talking to them. Somebody says, "You know, I see something in you that I think needs to be addressed, or I'm concerned about something," and maybe they feel uncomfortable. So rather than have an open heart to hear, they say, "You're judging me, you're judging me," and it just slams the door shut. When in fact, it's not being judgmental of them at all. In fact, it's being kind. You've perceived something that needs to be addressed. Well, then what did Jesus mean when He said, "Judge not that ye be not judged"? Well, the word "judge" is a form of the Greek word krino, which depicts a self-righteous condemnation. It's not discernment, but it's a person that is being judgmental. It refers to a rash, an unkind, unjust judgment of them. Jesus does not say it is wrong to form an opinion. He does not say it is wrong for you to have your own view of a subject. That is not being judgmental. And in fact, many times when we have a lot of experience in life, you're able to judge a lot of things very correctly, and people need your judgment. But here, Jesus is talking about being judgmental. Judgmental, forming a judgment hastily, harshly, and often it also denotes a habit of expressing such an opinion harshly and unnecessarily. But we need to see again, there is a difference between judging and being judgmental. We covered this yesterday, but I want to quickly cover it again today because it's so foundational to this series. What does it mean to judge? The word judge pictures discernment, perception, or evaluation. Well, we all need discernment. We need perception. We need evaluation. But it involves forming a decision or opinion about something or someone, particularly after careful consideration. Judgment is an essential skill for decision making, navigating complex situations, making informed choices, and gaining insight into oneself and the world at large. And having a healthy and balanced sense of judgment is crucial for personal development, achieving success, avoiding danger, and fostering meaningful relationships. And without such judgment, life would be fraught with tragic events. But healthy judgment is vital for a balanced, fulfilling, and secure life. So good judgment is an essential component of life. So what does it mean then to be judgmental? Here's the meaning of what it means to be judgmental. Being judgmental involves viewing others in a negative light, often using derogatory language to describe them, and quickly forming opinions based on superficial observations or limited evidence. A judgmental person tends to develop opinions about many people, usually harsh and critical, and is often based on exteriors or insufficient knowledge of the other person. This attitude usually stems from the belief that one's own opinions and values are right, while others are deemed bad or wrong, and it leads to a sense of superiority over others. But individuals with a good sense of judgment are typically not regarded as being judgmental. Judgmental. And again, being judgmental is when you categorize people, you condemn them, you lock them up in prison, you say that's who they are, that's what that people group is like. You can lump a whole group together and just be judgmental of them. And as I said yesterday, you can be judgmental simply because people are different and you just categorize them. Or you can be judgmental because people are of a different skin color. That's a terrible thing to do. Or you can be judgmental of people because they have a certain accent. And every time you hear that accent, you think, oh, it's one of them. And you just categorize them. You put them all in prison. You say, everybody with an accent like that is like this. That's being judgmental, my friends. It is so unfair. You can even be judgmental of people because they're of a different denomination or because they're of a different faith. And a lot of people today are judgmental of people that are of a different political persuasion. And in fact, I'm just going to tell you the truth. When I hear what some Christians say about others that have a different political persuasion, it is shocking to me that they would use such ugly language. My friends, it is not indicative of the nature of Jesus to talk like that. Jesus would never talk about other people in that way. But that's just lumping them all together, saying they're all like this, when in fact the person that you're being judgmental of may not be like that at all. My friends, all of this is being judgmental. You might even be judgmental of somebody who one time upset you and offended you, and now you've just categorized them. The truth is, they may have changed, they may have repented, but in your mind, they're like this, they'll always be like this. You've locked them up in prison, and you've just judgmentally said, this is who they are. That's what Jesus was referring to in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, when he said, judge not that ye be not judged. Don't be judgmental. That's really what it means. And notice he says, that ye be not judged. Now, I realize the word that may not seem very important in the King James language, but in the Greek, it's really important because it is the Greek word henna. It means in order that, And it shows that being judgmental of others sets a process in motion. The process of judgmental reciprocity is put in place. And Jesus says, don't get into this business in order that you don't set this into motion, because you will be judged if you are judgmental of others. And Jesus says, don't be judgmental in order that you don't set the judgmental process into place concerning you, because it will come back to you. And that's what Jesus then there says in verse 2. Matthew 7, verse 2, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. At the very beginning of verse 2, the word for is very important in Greek. It is the word gar. It could be translated like this, for it is just a fact. And here it is used to dramatize the point. It is just a fact. You need to really know that with what judgment you judge, it shall be given to you. And when it says with what, it literally means in whatever or in exactly the same measure of judgment that you give. And here the word judgment is the Greek word krima. And the word krima describes a condemnation, a damning sentence, just categorizing people. It is a denunciation. It is a judgmental attitude. It is a sentence or a verdict. You've just given your opinion, your verdict, your sentence. This person is like this. They'll always be like this. No mercy. You're just categorizing them in one big lumped up group. Jesus says, you better be careful, because if you do this, you will also be judged. And the word judged, again, is the Greek word krima, which describes a self-righteous condemnation, not discernment. Here we have the picture of the judge and the jury coming down hard, so you become the recipient of others being judgmental of you, being just judgmental of you. They say, well, you're just like that. You've always been like that. You're never going to change. Ah, why should we believe you? You've never done what you said you're going to do. They just lump you in that. They have a judgmental attitude of you. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 2, Jesus goes on to say, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Wow. And the words with what, again, literally mean in whatever, on exactly the same amount measure you meet. And the word measure is the Greek word metron. It is a measurement. It is a portion. It is a standard, an instrument for measuring. And Jesus says the very level, the very portion, the very amount that you mete out. And the word mete here means to distribute. Listen to this. To dish out, to dole out, to measure or to mete. Or the same exact measurement of a judgmental attitude that you dish out and dole out to others, Jesus said, it will be measured to you again. And guess what? Measured to you again means it will also be distributed to you, dished out to you, doled out to you, meted out to you. And in fact, here we simply find the law of sowing and reaping. And the law of sowing and reaping is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, where Paul says, be not deceived. The word deceived really means don't let anybody pull the wool over your eyes. Don't let anybody pull your leg or deceive you about this law. And now he's going to give us the law. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And when you read this in the Greek, it's so strong. Whatever, exactly whatever, doesn't matter what it is. If you give love, you're going to get love. If you give hate, you're going to get hate. If you give a judgmental attitude, you're going to be the recipient of a judgmental attitude. Jesus said, whatever, whatever, doesn't matter what it is, whatever a man sows, and the word sows in Greek is habitual, whatever a man sows and sows and sows and sows and sows and sows and sows, that shall he also reap. And the word that means that very same thing that he sowed and sowed and sowed and sowed and sowed, that is the very same thing he's going to reap and reap and reap and reap and reap, which means what you dole out to others is what's going to be doled out to you. I personally believe the law of sowing and reaping is one of the most important laws in the whole Bible, And it is one of the primary laws by which I live my life. I really understand what I give is going to be given unto me. How I love is how I'm going to be loved. How I pay attention to others is how I'm going to be paid attention to. This law applies absolutely to everything. And Paul says, in regard to this law, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever, doesn't matter what it is, whatever a man sows and sows and sows, that is the very same thing he's going to be a recipient of. It's going to come back to him as he reaps and reaps and reaps and reaps and reaps. But in the context of Matthew chapter 7, verse 2, it means that the severity that you have meted out to others will become the very same measure or the very same severity that is going to be measured back to you in the future. So when you're being judgmental of others, you need to put things on pause and ask yourself, wait a minute. Do I want to live with other people categorizing me, locking me up in their opinion, saying I'm like this, I'm always going to be like this, just categorizing me and condemning me? Because the same attitude I'm doling out to others is exactly what's going to be dished out to me in the future. That is exactly what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 2. And let me tell you, friends, judgment is not the way to go. If you want to be a recipient of mercy, give mercy. Now, that doesn't mean you can't judge somebody's incorrect behavior or judge that they need to change. But my friends, that's just evaluating behavior. That's not the same as being judgmental of them, just locking them up, saying they'll never change. That's a judgmental attitude. And if you have that attitude toward others, and if you dish it out, it's going to be dished out to you. That's the law of sowing and reaping, and that's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 2. But then he says in verse 3, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? It's interesting that when you read the word what in Greek, it is the little word T. It describes the most minute, minuscule detail. So here we find the judgmental person is focusing on something very minute in another person's life. And on the basis of that very minute thing, which they see to be a flaw or a defect, they're just condemning them and categorizing them. And Jesus says, why beholdest thou the mote? And the word beholdest means to be aware, to look at, to be observant, or to really take note of this tiny little thing in their life. And in fact, Jesus calls it a mote. And the word mote, listen to this, is the word tokarphos. It is a definite article with the word karphos. The word karphos means a tiny little speck or a splinter or a tiny particle, but the definite article makes it to mean the speck, the splinter, the particle, and it pictures this person being fixated on this tiny little flaw in another person's life, which is in your brother's eye. But then Jesus says, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. And the word beam, wow, this word beam describes a squared piece of timber, and it usually was a piece of timber that was used in the construction of a home. And if such a timber was wrongly placed, it was so enormous that it became an obstruction, so you couldn't see things clearly. And here we see Jesus says, you've got a beam in your own eye. You're not seeing things correctly. Here you are fixated on the particle, the tiny speck or the splinter in your brother's eye, and you've been judgmental of them. You've categorized them. You've just locked them up in your opinion when you're not even aware of the beam that is in your own eye. And again, this word beam describes a beam, a board, a log, or a large piece of squared timber, a plank so large that it's affecting your own ability to properly see. You're not seeing things right because you've got such an issue in your own life. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 4, Jesus says, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye? The word mote again describes a speck, a particle, a little tiny splinter, a little tiny thing. And behold, a beam is in your own eye. We saw in the previous episode that usually when people are judgmental of others, they're guilty of the same thing. And here, Jesus says, how in the world are you going to help somebody else to get rid of a particle, a speck, or a tiny little splinter in their eye when you've got something worse going on in your own life? And then he says in verse 5, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye. Cast it out. And the word cast out is the Greek word ekbalo, the same word used in the Gospels to denote the casting out of demons, which means when you've got an issue going on in your own life, while you're being judgmental of others, you need to deal with that issue in your own life almost as if it was something demonic. You're going to cast it out. You're going to deal with it. And Jesus then says in verse 5, and then, once you've dealt with yourself, then. And the word then in Greek is the word tote, which means then, finally, at that time, when you're free of your own issue, you will see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. When I am tempted to be judgmental of somebody else, I stop and I look at me. Because usually when you're judgmental, in some level in your own life, you're guilty of the very thing that you're judgmental of. And that's really what Jesus is saying in this verse. So before you charge forward to deal with somebody else, you need to look in your own life and make sure you're not guilty of the same. It is never right to be judgmental. And by the way, when you're just categorizing people and you're just judgmental of them and locking them up and saying that's who they are, that's who they'll always be, my friends, you're not in a position to help them. How in the world can you help them when you have such a condemning, judgmental attitude of them? And God never, never, never calls us to be judgmental. We may need to judge some things, but we're never called to be judgmental. Wow. This really causes us to look in the mirror and to look at ourselves. But I'll be back in just a moment, and I'm going to pray for you.
When you carry a judgmental attitude, it locks the people you are judging into a certain category in your mind, and this can make it difficult for you to let them change. However, a certain level of healthy judgment is also vital for a balanced, fulfilling, and secure life. In Rick Renner's series, What Jesus Said About Being Judgmental, you will discover the difference between the two and learn. You don't have to live bound by judgment. You will always get back what you give out. You can let go of condemnation and live in compassion and freedom and more. Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $11, this series will set you free from the prison of judgment that you might be trapping yourself or others in. In addition to this teaching series, we are offering you the book Unstoppable by Denise Renner. Many times, people are stopped by their own feelings or the judgmental attitudes others have toward them. But God's will is for you to be unstoppable. This encouraging book can be yours for just $20. Don't miss this special offer. The series What Jesus Said About Being Judgmental and the book Unstoppable. Call the number on your screen or scan the QR code to order. Call or go online today.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and I'm standing inside the partner care department of our ministry, and this is where the action takes place. Thousands of phone calls every day and every month come into this place from people reaching out to us, and this is my precious mother who is in heaven, and she established this part of the ministry. But these are the principles we are dedicated to feed the entire flock God has brought to this ministry, to strengthen those who are diseased in any area of their lives, to bring healing to those in need of any type of healing, to bind up those who are broken in any area of their lives, to bring back those that have been driven away, to reach the lost, and to take the gospel and the trusted teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth, to shepherd the flock that God has caused to hear the voice of this ministry, and to help them grow in their relationship with Christ and become powerful Bible-based believers equipped for these last days, and to thank and minister to partners whose sacrificial gifts have enabled this ministry to fulfill its call around the world. And we are very committed to these principles. And if you're a partner, you know we're very serious about that. But hey,
Right now, we're trying to pay off this facility. So would you please become a part of the Ministry Expansion Giving Team so we can pay off this facility and then keep taking the gospel to the ends of the earth? And my friends, together we can do this. And I want to say thank you so much.
Well, I want to thank you for being with me today, and I want to thank you for calling and letting us know that this series is helping you. And if you need prayer, we want to pray with you. So please call the number that is on the screen, or if you wish, you can send an email. And when we get your email or your phone call, we're going to really pray for you. And Jesus is going to step in and Jesus is going to help you. And I want to remind you about the series, which is called What Jesus Said About Being Judgmental. There's a difference between judging and being judgmental. We're never to be judgmental, and we need to know what Jesus said about being judgmental. And I'm so excited about Denise's book called Unstoppable. If you feel like other people's judgments of you have stopped you, there's a way for you to push beyond it and become an unstoppable force. And that's why I want you to know about Denise's book. But you can find out more about these resources by going online or by giving us a call. But my friend, when we come back tomorrow, we're going to go to a very interesting verse Jesus gave us where he said, we're never to say rakah about our brethren. What in the world does that mean? Well, we're going to find out tomorrow, and it's really going to be good. But put your hand on your heart. I want to pray for you. Father, help us to shed any judgmental attitude of others. Help us to judge where we need to judge, but not to be judgmental. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you tomorrow, but remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Hey friends, this is Rick Renner, and Denise and I are coming to the United States for a brief trip, and we want to invite you to come to some of our meetings. On Sunday, April the 19th, we'll be ministering at Vertical Church in West Haven, Connecticut with Pastors Ken and Kathy Vance. Then on Wednesday through Sunday, April the 22nd to 26th, I'll be speaking at Perry Stone's wonderful 2026 Prophetic Summit in Cleveland, Tennessee. Then on Sunday, May the 3rd, I'll be speaking at Resurrection Life in Granville, Michigan, with Pastors Dwayne and Jeannie Vanderklok. Friend, if you can come to any of these meetings, Denise and I would just be so thrilled to see you. But please go online or give us a call to make sure none of the dates or times have changed.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Thank you for joining Rick Renner today. For more information about Renner Ministries and product resources, visit Renner.org.